It's 10 minutes till the top of the hour. Time to check in, as we always do, this time of the day on Mondays, with our good pal Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. Gabe, good morning. How was the weekend?
Oh, it was great. Thank you, Blake.
Hey, you got it, man. You guys are working on some very interesting stories. One in particular catching my eye concerning Ulta. This is that beauty company that's moved into town recently. What's going on with these guys?
Right. You know, it's been almost a year since they opened. It'll be a year this summer. They created 540 jobs, which along with Amazon was a really big shot in the arm. There's been some developments with the cosmetics retailers, some of them good, some bad, depending on how you look at them. But they center around Fresno. So first is the good news. Ulta just announced its earnings for the fourth quarter of fiscal year 2018, and its store sales are up nearly 10% compared to about 8%, which the analysts were expecting. So it outperformed those expectations. It's selling a lot of makeup. It's boosted its inventory value to about $1.2 billion at the end of 2018. Yeah, compared to $1 billion about a year prior. Fresno was a big part of that ramp up. In an earnings call with investors, Ulta's CEO revealed that about 21% of all their e-commerce sales are originating at the Fresno Distribution Center, which that center serves about 235 stores. And it's only going to get busier, as Ulta plans to open about 80 new stores for fiscal 2019 and boost its e-commerce sales by another 30%.
They're opening 80 more brick and mortar stores?
That's their announcement.
Fascinating, because everybody's going online. These guys are opening more brick and mortar. That's interesting. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, and then the bad news is the ebb and flow of business. There's a distribution center in Phoenix, Arizona, that this past week was closing. It's about half the size in terms of square footage compared to Fresno. They had about 200 employees, and it's been open since 2007. So the company said the closure of the Phoenix distribution center and the new Fresno center are not related, but it can kind of just see how much of a zero sum game retail and economic development can be. But positive news for Fresno, but it's just going to get busier.
Yeah, that's awesome. Hey, good news for us. We're talking with Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal here on KMJ. One of the other businesses that was not doing so well was Osh, and I understand there's some movement with these old Osh locations, yeah?
Right. So there's six Osh stores here in the Central Valley, and the owner with Lowe's, the home, there's new life for one of the stores down in Visalia. Just recently, Mike Nelson, he has two Ace Hardware stores in Selma and Kingsburg, opened a new Ace Hardware in the former Osh location down there in Visalia. The timing was great for him. It worked out. He heard about the closures just as he was contemplating a move down to Visalia, and then it turned out the lease was up. He hired many of the former Osh employees. We're not hearing so much other than just rumors about some of the Osh locations in Fresno, Fig Garden Drive and Blackstone and Clovis. They still have leases in effect, so there might not be any movement there for some time. There's one in Hanford where the property owner said there's been a lot of interest. That one in Hanford could possibly be like a grocery store, even a vocational school. So we're hearing all kinds of different rumors for these former locations. Chances are whoever gets in there is going to be needing a smaller space than what Osh was previously occupying. That's just kind of the trend in retail right now. Hopefully moving forward, those stores won't be empty too long. And it all kind of depends on when the leases come up.
Yeah, that was tough to see Osh kind of dissipate over the last few years, get bought and sold, and then a lot of the locations shutting down. Hey, Gabe Dillard, really appreciate it. Where can folks read much more about the stuff you guys are working on?
Please go to thebusinessjournal.com. We have all news that is business for the Central Valley.
All right, you got it. Thebusinessjournal.com. Gabe Dillard, appreciate the time. Have a great week, pal.